sequence of events following emergence on Lunar Orbit 14 to touchdown.
Houston, we're standing by, over. Columbia, Houston, over.
Houston, Columbia, reading you loud and clear, how many?
Roger, bye-bye, Mike. How did it go, over?
Listen, baby, everything's going just swimmingly. Beautiful.
Great. We're standing by for Eagle.
Okay, he's coming along.
We copy out. And Columbia, Houston, we expect to lose your high gain sometime during the power descent, over.
Columbia, Roger. You don't much care, do you?
No, sir.
Houston Eagle, how do you read?
Bye-bye, Eagle. We're standing by for your burn report, over.
Roger, the burn was on time. The residuals before nulling, -0.1, -0.4, -0.1, X and Z null to zero.
We copied up to the AGS residuals. Would you please repeat the AGS residuals in the trim correction to sun check, over.
Roger, AGS residuals, -0.1, -0.2, -0.7. And we use the things down 86 for Delta BZ, which is 9.5, versus yours, which is 9.1, and I believe that may explain the difference. Apogee, 57.2. Paraloon, 9.1. Sun check, the 3 marks. Down 20, minus down 22, plus 0.19, plus 0.16, plus 0.11. Over.
Right, copy. Looks great. Eagle Houston, we have you now. Do you read? Over.
Loud and clear.
Roger, we see your VERT 47.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem was there. It just started oscillating around in yaw. According to the needle, we're picking up a little oscillation right now, as a matter of fact.
Roger, we'll work on it.
first check was right on time.
Roger.
Did you copy the star, the sun check, Charlie?
That's affirmative. We did, Buzz, out. Eagle Houston, the ag initialization looked good to us, over.
Roger.
Our checks indicate 50,000 foot sail in. Our visual altitude checks are steadying out at about 53,000.
Roger, copy.
And Houston, we got a 500 alarm. Early in the program, went to descent 1, proceeded on it, and we're back at auto again. Over.
Roger, we saw that, Buzz. Thank you much, Al.
I say again, okay, that wasn't an alarm, that was a code, okay.
Roger, we saw that. Eagle Houston, we recommend y'all 10 right will help us on the high gain signal strength, over. Houston, if you read your go for power descent, over.
Eagle,
Columbia,
they just gave you a go for power descent.
Columbia, Houston, we've lost him on the high gain again. Would you please, we recommend y'all right 10 degrees and reacquire.
Eagle, this is Columbia, your go for PDI, and they recommend you yaw right 10 degrees and try the high gain again. Eagle, you read Columbia?
Rod, we read you.
Okay.
Eagle, Houston, we read you now, your go for PDI, over.
Roger, understand. Stabilization control circuit breakers. Vector gimbal IC closed. Vector gimbal IC closed. Roger, Bridger. And override. Off. Gimbal enable. Stage scale 25.
Eagle Houston, your alignment is go on the AX. On my mark, 330, still ignition.
Roger.
Mark, 330, still ignition.
Roger, copy. Hot translation for Judge. Silence couple on. Carry throttle minimum. Throttle auto CDR. Stop button reset. Stop button. Set. Abort abort stage reset. At control, free up remote control. Okay, remote control is set. Tags is reading 400 plus 1. Standing by for armed. Turf 77. Okay, sequence camera coming on.
Eagle Houston, if you'd like to try high gain pitch 212, yaw 37, over.
Roger, I think I've got you on high gain now.
Roger.
Take in the angles, though. I'll set them in to use them before we yaw around.
Roger. Pitch 212, yaw plus 37.
Copy. Arm defense. Lights on. One. Zero. Ignition 10%.
Houston, we've lost. Tell him to go ass on me, over. Eagle Houston, everything's looking good here, over.
Roger, copy.
Eagle Houston, after yaw around, angles, S-band pitch, minus 9er, yaw, plus 1-8.
Copy. Copy. Ags and Bing agree very closely.
Roger.
Houston, I'm getting a little fluctuation in the AZ voltage now.
Roger.
Just the meter maybe, huh?
Stand by. Looking good to us. You're still looking good. It's three, coming up 3 minutes. Houston, we got data dropouts. You're still looking good.
Things look real close.
At 7 minutes, you're looking great to us, Eagle.
Okay, I'm still on flu, so we may tend to lose as we gradually pitch over. Let me try auto again now, see what happens.
Roger.
Okay, looks like it's holding.
Roger, we got good data. Eagle, Houston, it's descent to fuel to monitor, over.
72. Give us an estimated switchover time, please, Houston.
Roger, stand by. You're looking great at 8 minutes.
7,000.
Eagle, well, you got 30 seconds to P-64.
Roger.
Eagle Houston coming up 8:30, you're looking great.
P-64.
We copy. Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
Manual attitude control is good.
Roger, copy. Eagle Houston, you're a go for landing, over.
Roger, understand, go for landing, 3,000 feet.
Copy. Alarm.
1201.
1201.
Roger, 1201 alarm. We're go, same type, we're go.
2,000 feet, 2,000 feet, into the ag, 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great. Your go. Roger, 1202. We copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees. 750. Coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet, down at 19. 540 feet, down at 30, down at 15. And 400 feet, down at 9. Gate forward. 10 and 50 feet, down at 4. 30, 6.5 down. Horizontal velocity. Standard speed down 3.5. 47 forward. Put up. On 1.5 down. 70. Got the shadow out there. 50 down at 2.5. 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light, 3.5 down, 220 feet, 13 forward, 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet, 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 160, 6.5 down, 5.5 down, 9 forward, good, 120 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. On any bite? Okay, 75 feet. There's looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. 6. Down 2.5. Forward. 30 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Great shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. Ready? 9.5.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Ready? Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent. Boat control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're looking good here.
Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute. After I'm on, take care of the descent. I'll get this bus repaired. Very smooth touchdown.
The Roger, Eagle, and you are stay for T1. Over. Eagle, you are stay for T1.
Roger.
And we
Sam stay for T1.
Roger, and we see you venting the ox.
Roger. Radar switch bridge. Copy, 960,
943. Roger, we have it.
Yes, sir, I read Columbia on the high gauge.
Roger, we read you fly by Columbia. He has landed Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility, over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Well, good show.
Fantastic.
Stop reset.
Copy out. Eagle Houston, you loaded R2 wrong. We want 10254.
Roger. V horizontal 5515.2.
That's affirmative.
Ags to ping the line, over.
Say again.
Mike and Ags to ping the line, over.
Roger, we're standing by for it. Houston, you are stay for T2, over. Correction, you're...
Roger, stay for T2, we thank you.
Roger, sir. Tranquility Base, Houston, we recommend you exit T12, over.
Like a very long final phase. The auto targeting was taking us right into a football field sized crater with a large number of about one or two crater diameters around it, and it required us going in C-66 and flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Roger, we copy. It was beautiful from here. Tranquility, over.
Now, we'll get to the details of what's around here, but it looks like a collection of just about every variety of shape, angularity, granularity, about every variety of rock you could find. The color is, well, it varies pretty much depending on how you're looking relative to the zero phase point. There doesn't appear to be too much of a general color at all. However, it looks as though some of the rocks and boulders, of which there are quite a few in the near area, looks as though they're going to have some interesting colors to them, over.
Roger, copy. Sounds good to us, Tranquility. We'll let you press on through the simulated countdown, and we'll talk to you later, over.
Roger.
Okay, this 1-6-G is just like the airplane.
Right, Tranquility. Be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
There are two of them up here.
Right, it was a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one in the command module.
Right. Tranquility, Houston, we have you pitched up about 4.5 degrees, over.
That's confirmed by our local observation.
Roger.
And thanks for putting me on relay, Houston. I was missing all the action.
Roger, we'll enable Miss Finn relay. Right, Columbia, this is Houston. Say something. They ought to be able to hear you. Over.
Roger, Tranquility Base. It sure sounded great from up here. You guys did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Just keep that orbiting base ready for us up there now.
The talk.
Will do.
Columbia, Houston, LOS 10327, AOS 10413, over.
Thank you.
Tranquility Base, Houston. All your consumables are solid. You're looking good in every respect. We copy the dips, venting. Everything is copacetic. Over.
Thank you, Houston.
Tranquility, Houston, after you get through this T-57, we'd like an e-memory dump, over.
Roger, after this first T-57, you want an e-memory dump.
That's affirmative. Columbia, Houston, we have a P-22 update for you, if you're ready to copy, over.
At your service, sir.
Roger, Mike. T-1-104-3218. T-2-104-3728. And that is 4 miles south. This is based on a targeted landing site, over.
Roger, understand. Based on a targeted landing site, T-1-104-3218, T-2-104-3728, and 4 miles south.
Roger.
Do you have any idea whether they landed left or right of center line? Just a little bit long. Is that all we know?
Apparently, that's about all we can tell. Over.
Okay, thank you.
Tranquility, Houston.
And Houston, our mission timer is now 9:02:34:47 and static.
Roger, copy. Your mission timer is now static. Say again the time.
9:02:34:47.
Roger, copy, Tranquility. That gravity aligned looks a good to us. We see you recycling.
Well, no, I was trying to get time 1665 out, and somehow it proceeded on to the 622 before I could do a verb 32 enter. I want to log a time here, and then I'd like to know whether you want me to proceed on the torquing angles or to go back and re-enter again before torquing, over.
Roger, buzz, stand by. Tranquility, Houston, we'd like you to recall P-57 and run through the gravity align one more time, over.
Roger, I concur with that.
And Roger, Tranquility, for the mission timer, two suggestions, check the circuit breaker, pan 11, also reset and attempt to start. That 9 in the first digit might have something to do with it, over.
Okay, we've tried both of those. If circuit breaker is in, when I reset put it in reset, I get 9-0-2-0-4-4-0. When I release it,
now I get 9020449. I'm going to cycle the circuit breaker.
Roger.
I cycled the circuit breaker and got all nine. And it will not now reset from all nine.
Roger. Tranquility, Houston, we'll research this problem and be back with you momentarily on the mission event time, correction, the mission timer.
Okay. I'd say the color of the local surface is very comparable to that we observe from orbit at this sun angle, about 10 degrees sun angle or that nature. It's pretty much without color. It's gray and it's very white. Chalky gray as you look into the zero phase line, and it's considerably darker gray, more like a ashen gray as you look out 90 degrees to the sun. The some of the surface rocks in close here that have been fractured or disturbed by the rocket engine plume are coated with this light gray on the outside, but where they've been broken, they display a dark, very dark gray interior, and it looks like it could be country basalt.
Roger. Tranquility, we see the now 93. Serp 34.
Roger, I assume you wanted. Roger.
Tranquility, Houston, please vent fuel and ox again over. It's building back up.
Okay, ox going now.
Tranquility, Houston, you can open both fuel and ox vent now, over.
Okay.
Houston, Tranquility standing by for a go on Ag to Things Align and a Lunar Align, over.
Stand by. Tranquility, Houston, you are a go for the Ag to Things Align and then the Lunar Align, over.
Roger.
Tranquility, Houston, please vent the fuel. It's increasing rapidly, over.
We show 30 PSI in the fuel and 30 in the oxidizer.
Roger, we're reading somewhat different than that. Stand by.
The fuel temperature is reading 64 and in the descent, and the oxidizer at descent 2, and the oxidizer is off scale low. Descent 1 is showing 61 in the fuel and 65 in the oxidizer.
Roger, stand by. Tranquility, Houston, please take the fuel vent switch and hold it open, over.
Okay. We're holding it open. Indicating about 24 PSI on board.
Roger.
Now indicating 20 PSI on the fuel side.
Roger.
And 2 in the ox.
Roger.